It is a good day for you to be you and for me to be me. How about you? I don't know why.
It's a good day for me to be me, too.
I think it's a good day for you to be you and for me to be me. That voice is Ken Kessler. My voice belongs to Doug Steffen. And we are here for the 9th of July, the plane crash. There were more, well, there was the Alaska plane crash. I don't know what has come out of that, but certainly a lot of attention being paid, Kenny, to the Asiana airline flight, which went into the San Francisco airport sideways almost. The National Transportation Safety Board says it's still too early to conclude the crash was a result of pilot. Don't you love these guys? What else could it be? It wasn't the plane. All right, so here is Talk Host John McCurry talking to aviation expert Rob Mark about his impression of what went wrong with that plane.
What are the initial impressions you get of what happened in San Francisco on Saturday?
Well, sure, and let me just set the stage, you know, for your listeners. I mean, I'm a commercial pilot myself. I flew airline aircraft and corporate aircraft, and so it's very difficult to look at the situation in San Francisco and not to start, you know, wondering what in the world was going on in the cockpit. And from the moment that we saw the debris field at the water's edge, we knew the airplane had struck the jetty, you know, at on 28 left there, which is one of the parallel runways at San Francisco, and the rest was just, you know, a result. But now after the revelations really that came out last night from some from the South Korean aviation ministry that said that the pilot, while he only had 43 hours in the Boeing 777, was of course also a 747 pilot, so he wasn't an experienced. But we still have to wonder what in the world they were doing on a day when they could have probably seen the airport 10 or 15 miles away, and they flew a perfectly good airplane into the ground.
I want to ask you about that experience factor. I mean, his extensive experience, 10,000 hours in the 747 and other large jets, aren't they very similar? I mean, this seems to be a case where
Absolutely.
His lack of experience isn't significant.
No, I don't believe that it is. And if that had been one thing we do know is that that pilot had not flown into San Francisco very, very much. And trust me, the difference between landing at an airport that is, you know, surrounded by land like, say, O'Hare is in Chicago, is much different from landing at an airport, say, like San Francisco or Boston or LaGuardia. There is a potential for distraction if you look at the water. It can give you a false sense of height. And so that's why we're trained not to do that. So how a pilot with this much experience and in airplanes as large as a 7-4 could have done this is just simply beyond me. So, of course, what we're all wondering is, was there something else going on
right.
that had distracted them? Was there something broken? Well, you know, Deb Hersman said yesterday that they thought the engine seemed to be operating just fine. And let's not forget that there were three other pilots in the cockpit, because the two relief pilots for the long trip should have been up there as well. And that means that four of them sat there and watched this occur, and nobody did anything. So what in the world was going on?
I think that is the question. Ken Kessler, as you monitor our social media, what are people saying in general or maybe specifically among our listeners, facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at goodayshow?
Most of the conversation that I've seen so far, at least, has been about the media coverage of this crash. Norma Sue says, how many times and different ways can you say two people died and numerous people are in the hospital?
Yeah, well, that's what happens in these circumstances. There's analysis paralysis. But these people are trying to get at is whether or not it sounds to me, my sense of this is that the airline doesn't want to get sued, or they're going to get sued anyway. But they don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to take the fall. They're trying to find something wrong with the plane, so Boeing can take the fall, and there's not going to be anything you're going to find wrong with the plane. It didn't make it this far. It didn't travel from Seoul, South Korea, to San Francisco, and at the last minute have a problem. It's ludicrous. So anyway, according to the airline, the pilot and the co-pilot and these other people that were on board in the cockpit were, as this gentleman just suggested, apparently sightseeing. So the airline says that it takes 60 hours and 10 flights to be considered fully qualified. This guy, as was pointed out there just a few minutes ago, had a lot of time in a 747 and a 767. What were you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say there was another comment about the media coverage. Scott said that a lot of the media, especially over the weekend, were reporting on eyewitness reports, which were awful. These so-called eyewitnesses were more wrong than right, talking about things that didn't happen, like wings falling off the plane and that it was sliding upside down, and right. Even some who said it was a cargo plane. And yeah. He lives in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Well, I think we can go on with this. Maybe we'll have one more story. What happens in this hour of the Good Day program is that we monitor a lot of different programs around the country that are focused on various issues, so we get the sense or the pulse of what the real issues of the day are, and then try to bring you this information along with whatever other things may have come across our desks or into our mind, or what we have seen in our purview. The important stories of the day continue here on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game!
Jackpot!
Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak.
Whoa.
Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop!
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program with another overview of the San Francisco plane crash. This time it's from host Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozer, who You're talking about whether we as flyers ought to know more about who's flying the airplane.
You never ask the question when you get up to the airport and you get into your terminal, and you never ask the question who the pilot is, how many hours they've had flying. That's become a focus of this particular story
sure
in regards to the Asiana flight that landed, crash landed in San Francisco. The pilot's name is Lee Gang-guk. He has flown over 10,000 hours in various types of planes, but only 43 hours while manning a 777,
uh-huh,
a big Boeing plane.
Okay, so this fact comes out, and all of the news outlets who are following this breathlessly, this breaking coverage, this minute-to-minute of the plane crash, go, hey, that seems like a really small number. And you know what? They're right. It seems like a really small number. 43 hours. The flight he was taking was like a 15-hour flight.
Yeah, exactly.
So only three of those, and he's already got more miles on that plane than he had under his belt.
He had never landed a 777 at San Francisco International Airport. He has landed a Boeing 747 there, and I don't know the difference between the two. The 777 is bigger, obviously. Right. I get that. So there's no reason, I don't think, to look at this and suspect that he couldn't do that. I don't know if this is normal, unnormal. I don't know. I don't know the airline safety procedures well enough to do it because I don't care. Because I show up to the
plane.
We
don't need to care.
But I assume the airline takes.
Listening to this nauseates me, Kenny. Listening to these people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. The danger with me is that I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to planes. And so when I hear somebody say, oh, well, the 777 is obviously bigger than the 747, no. And the 747 carries about 118, depending on the configuration, to 124, in some cases 140 more than the 777 does. The 777 is a double-aisle plane. It's a wide-body plane, but it's a single-deck plane. It was introduced to be not a competitor to the 747, but a sort of a step up. There were, as Boeing developed their planes, the 757 was basically a replacement for the old 707 single-aisle plane that was developed in the early 70s. They produced them for about 30 years. They don't produce them anymore. 767 was the next one, basically built with the same cockpit so you could fly either a 67 or a 57. And that plane is not actually in production anymore. 747 was developed in 67. The first commercial flight was in 69. Pan Am, TWA used them for overseas flights. Clearly larger and more. I mean, look at the plane. There are four engines the size of the engine. There are two engines on a 777. Granted, it's a larger plane than a 767, but it is not by any stretch of the imagination bigger than a 747. So when I hear that kind of stuff, and then you listen to them back and forth with their nonsensical chat, I'm happy that we had them as an example of what the conversation's about, but the conversation's stupid because they don't know what they're talking about. And that is often, I mean, I'm the first to tell you that I'll take a story and maybe embellish upon it for the benefit of a better story, if, in fact, that's what we get out of it. But in cases like this, where you're just yakking to move your gums back and forth, or it sounds like you know what you're talking about, and you don't, anybody who's listening, not just me, I mean, there are bound to have been a lot of people listening to that conversation who maybe knew more about the planes. And pilots, yeah, I mean, these people are well schooled for the most part and well trained. It isn't to the advantage of the airline to have somebody who doesn't know how to fly a $100 million plane to put them in the cockpit. 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Estrada was a very successful songwriter, and he decided he'd sing one of his own songs. And as a result of his effort, Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day reached the top spot on the Billboard chart on this date in 1977. It wasn't the first visit to the top of the music world for him. Through the million seller, the song Angie Baby was a big hit for him. Angie, was sung by Helen Reddy. And the Righteous Brothers, Rock and Roll Heaven, was number one song. He wrote that as well. So, little info and music at 25 past the hour from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're moving on to something that's kind of interesting. I don't know if you've heard the story about the Golden Corral restaurant employee who turned whistleblower. And the focus was on health violations. This is a pretty, as I say, interesting story. Here's Taco's Dory Munson with a focus on this employee.
We've told you over the years the pizza chain where the employees were doing horrible things to the pizza. It's caught on camera. The burger chain where they spit on the cop's burger. The taco chain where the employee posted the Facebook photo a few weeks ago of him licking the stack of shells. And now Golden Corral, the buffet restaurant chain, which has become a major player. They are a huge advertiser on ESPN, and they've become, you know, a fairly significant player in, you know, that category of the restaurant industry. So this guy who works at Golden Corral, he took video of the area right next to the dumpster. And you know those big metal racks that you can slide food trays on? It'll hold, you know, 25 slots of food. This guy went out and showed that they were storing some of the food in the hot sun next to the dumpster, and he posted on YouTube. It started trending on Reddit immediately. It's gotten hundreds of thousands of views already. I'll tell you the restaurant's response, but here's the kid pointing out what he thought was his moral obligation.
I'm an employee at the Golden Corral right here out in Port Orange, Florida, 907 Taylor Branch Road. Right now, we're currently undergoing an inspection. Right now, I'm walking around the building. I just left the front door. I'm walking up to the dumpster. Apparently, what my company likes to do to get ready for inspections is put their food by the dumpsters. Here's the dumpster area. I'm walking into it right now. And this is what my company likes to do with their food for inspection. This hamburger meat, look at all these flies. It's disgusting. All this food, all these baby back ribs. To me, this is disgusting. This is what my company likes to do to get ready for inspection. They like to put their food by the dumpster. I'm an employee here, been working here for a long time, and I don't feel that this is right.
I mean, look at it. What do you think?
Daylight, out here, dumpster. Get a little closer. Let me show you just how disgusting this is. All you can eat ribs by the dumpster. All you can eat ribs by the dumpster. Green bean casserole. All your patty melts. Your pot roast meat. Your chicken. Your ham. Your bacon. Gravy.
As I said, he posted that. It went viral on Reddit this morning. It's gotten hundreds of thousands of views. His name's Brandon Huber. And as somebody said, he's like the whistleblower of Golden Corral. He wanted to be famous. So Golden Corral has issued a response to this. They have now released a statement. None of these items were served to a single customer, they say. All were destroyed within the hour at the direction of management. Brandon Huber, the employee who made the video, participated in the disposal of the food.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you have a food allergy or know somebody who does, then you know how difficult it can be when you travel and dine out. You see, what makes allergies especially tricky is when language barriers make it difficult to communicate your specific needs. One helpful resource is SelectWisely.com. You can order allergy and emergency cards in several languages. AllergyEats.com, which is also available as a smartphone app, lists allergy-friendly restaurants around the U.S. AllergyFreePassport.com offers tips on travel and snack suggestions. And speaking of peanuts, some airlines have stopped serving them altogether, but not all the airlines. Right now, the Department of Transportation is actually reviewing public commentary and studies to decide whether it should implement an across-the-board rule. Remember, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own health, so make sure you always wear an up-to-date medical ID tag. And if you can't speak, the tag will speak for you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Size markets and small markets all over the country and around the world at DougStephan.com and RadioAmerica.com and iPhone and there are, what did you say, Michael? Well, I always do that. I always say RadioAmerica.com and it's not right. RadioAmerica.org. Here we are trying to work our way, excuse me. I have a bit of a confession. I spent most of the night trying to minister to my darling Charlotte, who fell into the pool last night and almost didn't survive. It was very harrowing, and so I stayed up with her through most of the night, and she seems to be okay now. But she's she doesn't float very well, and we always tease. I have a pool that I have a heater on, and I tend to use it as a bathtub. And I grab a bar of soap, and I jump into the pool. And it's usually after dark, and she loves to chase me around the pool and bark, and I spray water. She doesn't like the water because she loves the water. She doesn't like to be in the water if it's over her head. And last night I was under, I had my bar of soap dropped out of my hand, and so I went down to under the water to pick it up, and she was trying to reach for it, and she fell in. And I heard the splash, and I thought, my God, did Charlotte fall in? And I jumped up in the water, and there she is, pawing away, and her nose is all you can see. Everything else is under the water. So imagine my horror, terror, and fear. I grabbed a hold of her and pushed myself. What complicated it was, you know, those Polaris things that you have to clean the pool up. The umbilical cord of it was around where we were, and I'm trying to push it out of the way and get underneath it and get to her. And I'm sort of tripping myself around it. And I'm not. I am strong, but I'm not a strong swimmer per se. I'm not a lap guy. I'm strong when I'm moving around, but I'm not I wouldn't consider myself to be a great swimmer, but boy, did I move fast! And then I got her and managed to get her up out of the
water and onto the side. She was pulling herself up. I mean, for a 13-year-old bulldog, her birthday is next week. She's a pretty strong little cuss. And so, but she was, as you can imagine, scared. I was scared. And so we just kind of hugged and held on to each other almost literally through the night. And she, you know, she was snorting up all kinds of stuff and coughing and yeah. But so I'm a little, it sounds like I'm a little off my game. I guess I am just a bit. So if there, I don't know that there are apologies necessary, but I'm here to basically do your bidding because my job is to bring you information about some of the important stories of the day that Kenny has worked on through the night as well. Some news nuggets. One of the things that as I was going back over some of the things that we were actually talking about, the Asiana pilot and all the discussion about the training and all the discussion about the Boeing 777 and what people know and what they don't know and how silly sometimes people sound when they're talking about something they don't know anything about. That doesn't preclude you from being a good radio host. We are not news people. We are not here. This is not like, what is that new, the good show on HBO, Newsnight, I think it's called, with Jeff Daniels.
It's a Newsroom.
Actually, Newsroom. It's a good show, actually. Those people are what one would consider journalists. I've run radio stations that had the full-time news station in Boston I ran for a couple of years, and I was the manager. I wasn't the contributor. I wasn't the guy that went out in the street and did the work. I'm not a journalist, never have been a journalist, don't want to be a journalist, have been a newsman, but that doesn't qualify me, I don't think, in my mind. Most of the people who call themselves journalists are full of baloney. They have very little training, and they don't really know one side of the story from another. Sometimes they become, there are some newsmen that have become very successful talk radio hosts. Gene Burns, the late Gene Burns, was a pretty good example of that. He was a newsman down in Orlando and then started doing talk. Limbaugh is a pretty good example of that as well. He was a disc jockey and he's a newsman. And so there are some of us who have had a lot of varying experiences, but that doesn't mean whatever that definition is that seems to be hoi polloi, heidi tidy about journalists and journalism and stuff. For the most part, it's not practiced by the people who host conversation programs on the radio. And so as I'm critical sometimes of my brethren for not being on top of it, I'm not on top of it some of the time either. And so I'm subject to be, I don't mean to be, I'm not suggesting, well, maybe I am a hypocrite to a point sometimes. But it's one of the things that's good about this is that you have the ability to be discerning. And I think that's kind of, when I know something and I'm sure of it, you can tell. And sometimes I sound convincing when I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's the idea too. As long as nobody gets hurt, it's kind of fun sometimes to embellish on stories. So that I admit to doing, and because this is a story medium. It's not about necessarily accuracy as much as it is, okay, is this interesting, entertaining, and do I want to listen to it? That's more or less what's what and who's who. So, having said that, let's move on. 888-302-3684, by the way, is the number. So we've sort of dispensed with enough of the discussion of the San Francisco situation. Let's get to the Zimmerman trial going on in Florida, starting with Bill O'Reilly, who here talks to Juan Williams about race in the trial.
There is a possibility for damage to be done to the fabric of the nation if this verdict comes in as an acquittal. If it comes in as guilty, I don't think there's going to be any violence. I think there will be people who will be angry.
But let me just say, there's damage done to the fabric of the country by the way I think the media's portrayed it and the way it's been handled. Look, you know, if my kid walks up to your house, Bill O'Reilly, and some guy says, oh, I saw a black kid walking up to Bill O'Reilly's house, so I shot him. I mean, you'd be like, what is going on here? So if a black guy shot a white kid and they said, oh, the kid was carrying Skittles and iced tea, but you know what? These punks get away with it all the time. People would say, this is, you know what? Forget who was on top of who and who was punching who. Why was a guy with a gun deciding that he had to act violently against this kid?
That's for the jury to decide. You have to basically buy into the six women sitting there are going to do the right thing based upon the evidence and their convictions of what
the evidence
said.
Well, you have to pray. It's an all-white. Well, I think it's five whites and one Hispanic on that jury. It's kind of odd to me, but so be it. You have to hope. But it seems to me there's something crazy here when this black kid unarmed
Yeah, but why? You're almost fueling. You're almost fueling. You're almost fueling the potential violence here by saying that.
Probably not.
You are. Let the facts be presented and the jurors decide.
All right. So that's O'Reilly and Juan Williams. Always a good conversation with the two of them. Here are hosts Andre Knott and Glenn Forbes talking about the latest on the trial and how simple the facts of the case really are.
Just like any other case, I just want what's right to come out of it. And to me, it's a joke that has been made into a black-white thing, considering neither one of them is white. Both of them, you know, it really isn't. It's not a black-white thing. My biggest issue with the whole George Zimmerman and this Trayvon case is that the facts are, if I'm correct, and I know somebody to my right will tell me I'm wrong, but the facts of this case are pretty simple. He was told not to follow the kid anymore. He followed the kid, right? Am I wrong in that, Glenn?
That part
was he told
is correct.
You've done your part. Leave the kid alone. Now, how would
I? Not so many words, but okay. I can go with that.
But the basis of what I'm saying.
The dispatcher said, don't follow him. Yes.
He follows the kid.
Yeah.
And whatever happened that they're trying to break down in court right now, but this is, and I'm not beating up the court system, but this is what drives
it's
me crazy.
Pretty easy with this case.
Yeah.
To beat up the court system.
Yeah, it's a joke what's going on here.
Absolute
and
service.
All I keep thinking is, think about all these people, all the tax money that's going into this. And we see that it's going to happen with Aaron Hernandez. It happens with cases downtown Cleveland all the time. Why can't we just go off the facts of, you know, it's just like when I was a little kid. And I know this is different. I'm not saying my grandparents are, you know, the law. But my grandparents said, don't do this or this. And if I end up doing this or this and something else happened, you know what they would say to me? I was in trouble because I did what I wasn't supposed to do. He was told not to follow the kid. He was told, thank you for your call. We're going to come take care of it. Why can't that part of the issue just simply say, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether the kid was kicking your butt or not? Now, the whole gun thing coming out and everything else, that's a whole other thing. But why isn't that like the lead-off point of this, not who is screaming and why you're screaming?
Because in that situation, not listening to the dispatcher is not a crime.
It's not a crime. But it states that this guy, it tells you a lot about the character of a person.
Absolutely.
It tells you what this was going on.
Overzealous.
And I'm overzealous. And I'm not even going into the words, because they tried to make that last week. And last week they're talking about, well, Trayvon Martin said cracker, and this guy said this and that and this. You know what? Live a little bit. There's people that say way worse things. Check my Twitter account. I'll give it to you. You can see what's sent to me half the time.
Well,
that doesn't play into it either.
I think
the guy was told, don't follow him. He ends up shooting a kid. Why can't we just easily go off of, you shot the kid,
yeah.
And now we're breaking down. Well, maybe he was getting his butt kicked. Well, maybe he was, but he should not have been there. He did his part. Get out of the way.
Now, see, I thought that was pretty good radio, Ken, that last couple of minutes with these two guys. I thought that was a good overview of the situation, some interesting anecdotes, personality poured into it. I thought that was good, frankly. I'm feeling a little defensive because I took a shot at these other guys who didn't know what the hell they were talking about with regard to the airplane. But I thought that kept people's interest. And that's how, and I'm tough, boy, as a listener, you have to really work at getting me to stay on a radio program that is about the issues of the day. Maybe that's because I know a lot about what's going on. I have to in order to be able to be convincing to be on the air 5 or 6 hours a day myself. So, and that's not to be crossed with the stuff that I sometimes make up. But it's hopefully not about anything that's, as I said before, important. And in this circumstance, these stories about the Zimmerman trial, I think it is pretty cut and dried. But as one of them pointed out, you can't find somebody, you can't convict him just because he disobeyed an order from or a suggestion from the guy at the other end of the 911 call. It clearly seems, at this point anyway, that Zimmerman ought not to have done what he did and ought not to have been there, and a life was lost probably for no good reason. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Yeah, that's what I thought from
from the first I heard of this case, before all of the media hype went nuts on it,
right.
It just seems so obvious that, you know, they told him not to follow him, and he's almost stalking this kid who did nothing wrong through the dark streets in his neighborhood.
Right.
And they get in an altercation. There was no one has said, not even Zimmerman has said, that he ever identified himself as some kind of community watch person, even.
Mm-hmm.
So Trayvon didn't know who this guy was or why he was following him or what he was doing, and they get into an altercation, and Zimmerman takes out a gun and kills him.
Yeah.
It just seems like, it just seems, boom, there, that's, it's obvious.
Going down. He's going down. 888-302-3684. So we've time for two or three more items of interest before we get to the top of the hour. It's 14 before the hour now on Good Day.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hey, folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
One of California's famous wineries decided to build 90 acres of wetlands on their property with a budget of $50,000. The project was a great success. More than 156 species of birds moved in, over 10,000 waterfowl were counted, and it became a major wintering site for ducks. But the budget soared to almost $200,000 because of the regulations and involvement of 8 different government agencies. The family almost decided to abandon the effort because of the frustration of being treated almost like criminals for trying to improve their environment. We all understand the important role of wetlands in our environment, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we can see that such strangling regulation can harm the very environment it was supposed to protect.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit AmericasBestValueIn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. NASA may have just recruited one of its future astronauts, Kenny. 7-year-old boy named Dexter has got a letter back from NASA. His mother actually posted images of his letter and NASA's response, pictures of the Curiosity rover, other resources, and it has gone viral. 1,700 comments later, Dexter's letter and NASA are in the focus. He said in his letter, "My name's Dexter. I heard you were sending two people to Mars, and I'd like to become one. I'm 7 and a half.
I would like to come in the future. What do I need to become an astronaut? NASA sent a letter back to him saying to keep reaching for the stars. Sounds like Casey Kasem, doesn't it? Along with links to learn how to become an astronaut. One person who commented on the Reddit thread claimed to be a NASA employee and said the public outreach department often pins children's letters to their desks. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing, and Kenny has posted it.
That's nice.
In the What's New at DougStephan.com department. Yeah, it is very nice. It's nice to have that stuff there. Coming up next, the continuing saga of Mr. Snowden.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
After the hour, Doug Stephan, Ken Kessler, in this hour of the Good Day program, pointing out some of the important stories. Some might consider them the better stories of the day, or the best. Better is comparative. You remember learning that in English class, Kenny? It's the moderate, the comparative, and the superlative degrees. So EST, this would be the best story, but if there are only two, you don't need it. This is the better of the two stories, but we've had four or five stories. How many people are confused at this moment? Raise your hands, please.
Me.
English lesson. How many people are confused about what's going on with Edward Snowden? This guy continues to sort of rattle people a little bit. One of my favorite hosts in the country is a guy named Gary Sattelmeyer, who's been doing talk radio, running talk radio stations. Actually, he's been running KFAB for a long, long time. And he's just good. Here he has a conversation with former Congressman Ernie Ishtook about Louis Free. Free's comments that Snowden had plenty of options at his disposal rather than just leaving the country and dumping sensitive information to other countries.
If Snowden felt like he had to do that, he said there are all kinds of internal reporting processes in place.
Okay, that particular aspect of his comment. The reporting process is in place. This is my concern. I mean, I'm not trying to defend Snowden, but we've got a serious problem with the efforts of people to keep too much secret. This is not a question about whether there are some legitimate reasons to keep some things secret, but it has gone too far with things being overclassified too often in the name of protecting public officials or people in public office from embarrassment. And I would love to see the New York Times over the weekend claims that there's been more than a dozen rulings, all classified. We can't rule them. No. Can't read them, you know, long ones, that have been expanding what the court has said is the authority of the National Security Agency. And the person that wrote the underlying law, the Patriot Act, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin,
right,
has been out saying to anybody who will listen that they have gone far beyond the original intent of the law, and they are keeping things secret that were not intended to be kept secret, and that they're expanding beyond the power given by Congress in this. And that troubles me. It troubles me a lot. And for some people, whether it be Louis Free or others, to try to reassure us, that's okay, we've got smart people in charge who know what they're doing, ignores the fact that we've got a lot of smart people all around the country, not all of whom are in public office.
Right.
I'm just troubled by this. I'm not jumping to conclusions, but when you create areas of secrecy, who's watching the watchers?
Good question. Great question, in fact. Here, Ezra Klein, in this clip from an MSNBC broadcast, talks about information that's come out about the NSA and that FISA court that supposedly oversees them.
One section of our court system has been operating in a completely different way. It's the court that decides how much the federal government is allowed to spy on us. So an important court, the spying court, and it meets in complete secret. This one court that meets in secret has been reinterpreting the laws passed by Congress in a way that gives the government vastly more power to spy on the American people than it had before, than we thought we were giving it when we passed the laws. Today, the Wall Street Journal reported that this court's decision to redefine a single word in the Patriot Act, the word relevant, is the thing, the change, the decision that allowed the government to essentially begin collecting whatever information they wanted on our communications in bulk, just hoovering it up. When Congress passed the Patriot Act, do you remember that? It allowed the government to compel businesses to demand they hand over records and information as long as it could show that those records were, quote, relevant to an authorized investigation. Relevancy was a key. It had to be part of the investigation. So the only way the government could get those kinds of personal records was to go to court and prove they needed them. Prove they needed them because they related to the case that they were working on. That is what Congress wrote into the law, what the American people thought got signed with all those little pens. This court, however, this spying court, decided in secret that the word relevant didn't mean like relevant to the thing they were doing. It just meant kind of everything. Congress didn't mean relevant in the way we normally understand it. They just meant, sure, collect whatever information you want because it could become relevant someday. They redefined a word in a law passed by Congress and thereby authorized the federal government to just hoover up phone records indiscriminately. And we didn't know about that until now. And look, it would be one thing if this were a normal court, if this were John Roberts and Antonin Scalia and Elena Kagan and Clarence Thomas and all the rest of the gang remaking these laws in public where we can hear what they're saying or read their opinions, and then Congress, after hearing from voters, could react legislatively to the rulings, could say, yeah, that is what we meant by relevant, or no, it's not. This is what we meant by relevant.
That's pretty instructive info. Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.